Welcome to L&D in 305. I'm Robert Bilotti, founder and president of Novita Training. I guess the best place to start is with the title, Why 305? Well, if you're old enough to remember the Billy Joel song, The Entertainer, he makes reference to 3 minutes and 5 seconds. And I quote, "It was a beautiful song, but it ran too long. If you're gonna have a hit, you gotta make it fit." So they cut it down to 305. He's referring to the fact that, historically, pop songs are around 3 to 5 minutes in length. But why? Well, in the very beginning, and I'm talking in the early 1900s, there was a very functional reason for this. Music back then was on vinyl, into which they literally cut grooves. The longer the song, the closer together the grooves needed to be, which diminished the sound quality. It turned out that 3 to 5 minutes was the sweet spot. Now, as time went on and radio came into prominence, another reason emerged for keeping songs short, namely that a radio station could play more shorter songs in 1 hour, attracting more listeners who might be interested in those different songs, and also have more opportunities to insert advertising in between those songs. Advertising pays the bills, after all. Finally, there's the question of attention spans, which most people feel are short and getting shorter. It's actually very difficult to assess attention spans. Even today, you will find different measures of anywhere from 8 seconds to 32 minutes for your average adult. To recap, we in learning development deal with all these challenges and more, don't we? For example, like the grooves in vinyl, does shorter training mean better quality? You've probably heard it called bite size, but what's the right size bite? And maybe you're not writing a song like Billy Joel, but I'll bet you've been told that employees can't spend too much time in training and away from their jobs because, like advertising at a radio station, that's what pays the bills. And finally, attention spans. However long, your training is competing for your audience's attention. If you can't hold it, you'll not only lose it in the present, but have a more difficult time getting it back in the future. So that's why this series is called what it's called. Like a hit song, each episode will cover a different topic and be 3 to 5 minutes long, which means we're not going to waste time but get right to the melody. And our goal, like any good song, is to make you think and feel, but also get you up on your feet and take action. I hope your action after this episode, which, by the way, came in pretty darn close to 305, is to give the other episodes a listen and let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover, even if it's a question to a very specific challenge you're facing.